me. What you gon' do? Money on plan, throw some honeys on you. My soul, you.
Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome to a new episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am Tariq Nasheed, your gracious host. And I'm so glad to have everybody tuning in, family. And shout out to everybody listening live right now over Ustream at TariqLive.com. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to chop up some good game, as we usually do. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a very quick commercial break. And I mean very quick. And we will be right back right here live on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. So don't you move a muscle, family. Have you ever had ideas on how to build something or create something, but you just didn't know how to bring it to market? Well, you need to check out the brand new book called The Aha Moment, The Guide to Creating a Game Changer by Core, the author. Now, this book gives you a step-by-step tutorial on how to create an idea, nurture that idea, and bring that idea to market. Now, you can check out the book at facebook.com/CoreyTheHustler, and you can also get the book The Aha Moment at amazon.com. The Aha Moment, The Guide to Creating a Game Changer by Corey the Author.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's up, family? We are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. I'm so glad to have everybody back in. Shout out to everybody who's been going to TariqElite.com, getting all that fresh gear for the holidays. And don't forget, I'm going to be doing some lectures in the new year. I'm going to be in the Bay, doing a lecture in the Bay Area. So Oakland, San Francisco, Berkeley, y'all stand up, come out and represent. That's at the Black Repertory Theater. That's going to be January 30th. Get your tickets at TariqLive.com. I am also going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's February 6th. That's another Saturday, the week after the 30th. And you guys can get your tickets for that, my Ohio people. Get your tickets at TariqLive.com. T-A-R-I-Q, live.com. Now we're going to get right into the ism, right into the game on today's show. A lot of stuff we got to talk about. I want to dig deep, go back into the Star Wars stuff. I did a review of the new Star Wars movie on my last Ustream show, and I'm going to go a little deeper and talk about some of the reactions I've been getting from my Star Wars review. All right? I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but some other things I want to talk about. First, I want to talk about Madame Noir, a Noir, whatever the fuck the name of that bottom feeding ass website. Now they've done another hit piece on me today. They've written their, how many, every year they write, or every shit, every few months it seems now, but they've written another negative article about me. But one of their main authors or journalists, a person named Sharing Ball, they've done another hit piece on me. And I talk about this all the time. Every time I'm about to release Hidden Colors, the same group of people who are basically minions for white supremacists, you know, they write their little hit pieces on me with nothing but lies. So they wrote another one today. And shout out to everybody who caught it. A lot of people have been checking them over their lies. This time their hit piece was talking about Tariq Nasheed from Hidden Colors supports R. Kelly. Now, R. Kelly was on the Huffington Post Live. He did an interview the other day, and there was a suspected white supremacist journalist, Carolyn something. I can't think of her name, but she's a non-black journalist who's basically classified as white. She might be of Middle Eastern ethnicity or East Indian ethnicity, but she's classified as white over here. And many of those people take on the same white supremacist mindsets as the other people. And this lady was interviewing R. Kelly, and she started to grill him about sexual cases and some of his legal stuff. And he pretty much got up and walked out of the interview. And the woman was extremely rude to the guy, you know, just kind of badgering him and just saying a lot of unprofessional stuff. And the Negro minions of white supremacy, they were co-signing this woman, kissing her ass, lapping her coochie, high-fiving her, the Negro minions. And you know, it's the same circle of Negro minions that kiss white mommy and daddy's asses. It's that whole ebony.com crowd, you know, Jamami from ebony.com and Fraudanista Jones, and you know, that whole little crew. They were doing their regular white ass kissing, as they always do. And basically, these people act as the Negro Shaming Committee. Anybody who calls them out on their ass kissing, the Negro Shaming Committee tries to write these little hit pieces about them. And that's what they tried to do to me. And people didn't go for it. People didn't buy it. Because my argument, it wasn't supporting anybody, but my argument and my criticism was all the ass kissing that these NBWs were doing for this white woman and how they kiss ass for white supremacists all the time. I'm not a damn dog. I'm not a slave. And nobody in the dominant society is going to snap their fingers to me and tell me who I'm going to attack. And all the people sitting up lapping this woman's coochie and her ass because she grilled R. Kelly, you off code. Because if you got a problem with R. Kelly, deal with it with other black folks if you got a problem with R. Kelly. Don't wait for white mommy and white daddy to bring up a 10-year-old case, snap their fingers, and then you go barking like you're their dog. Y'all watch out for these Negro minions, because this is the thing. I'm looking at somebody in the chat room talking about, well, he did this, he did that. But the thing is, person in the chat room and other people, none of these suspected white supremacists, they don't do all this grilling when it comes to Woody Allen. They don't do all this grilling when it comes to Roman Polanski. They didn't do all this grilling when it came to the dad from Seventh Heaven. They don't do all this grilling when it comes to Daniel Holtzclaw, the cop who raped all those sisters. They were quiet about that. They're quiet as hell about all the people in the dominant society and their sexual cases and rape cases and pedophile cases. They're very quiet about that. But when R. Kelly shows up, now they want to do a bunch of grilling and they want a bunch of Negroes to co-sign and be their pit bulls. No, thank you. When you start grilling the pedophiles, the white male pedophiles, and the white male supremacist pedophiles, then talk to me about grilling somebody else. Because y'all put people like Charlie Sheen, who's a known racist drug user, a person who has knowingly, from what I understand, given people AIDS, allegedly, or HIV rather. Nobody was grilling Charlie Sheen. This dude has done all types of shit. You got women out here accusing this guy of giving them AIDS. Where was all the grilling then? So don't snap your fingers to me and I'm supposed to go, I'm barking like your fucking dog. And just because your Negro bedwinches want to do that, I'm not going to do that. And just because I don't want to lap the asses of white supremacy, don't mean that I'm co-signing anybody. If you want to grill them, you grill them. Knock your fucking self out, but I'm not going to be your guard dog for you. And you got to watch out for these the Negro Shaming Committee that the white supremacists have designated. They give the white supremacists all types of passes, all types of, man, if we're going to talk about pedophilia, let's talk about all of it. Let's talk about all of it, dude. In the political realm, there have been documentary films that were going to be made about pedophiles in Washington, D.C. Them shits get buried. I talked about this before. There was a documentary in the 90s that was going to come out talking about all the pedophilia going on in Washington, D.C. with politicians. How they had a whole ring, a little underage male prostitution ring going on in D.C. with major politicians. Boy, they buried the shit out of that documentary. and people in the media know about it. There's a recent documentary that was about to come out. The name slips me right now, family. I cannot think of the name of this documentary, but it was a white woman who was going to make this documentary about pedophilia in Hollywood. They buried that shit. And hit me up on Twitter. I will think of the name when I'm off air. I cannot think of the name of that documentary, but it's a recent one that was about to come out, and they buried the shit out of that. Because they had like people like Corey Feldman, all of them spilling the beans on how they were raped by producers and all that shit. So now y'all want to drill and be rude to R. Kelly? Be rude to everybody then. That's my argument. If you're going to be rude to him, don't give everybody else softball passes. I ain't co-signing nothing. But don't give your own folks softball passes and you pat them on the back and then you give them a pass. And then you want to get the Negro slaves to do your dirty work. And I don't give a damn, just because your bedwinches want to do it, I ain't one of them. And your coons and all those niggas want to do the dirty work for you. Open Secret. There you go. Somebody in the chat room said it. Exactly. The name of the documentary is called Open Secret. It was a white woman who made this documentary. Shout out to Visit Black Houston. The documentary is called Open Secret. Hollywood pedophilia epidemic exposed. An open secret. And not that documentary, nobody knows how to find it. Nobody knows how to find it. Shout out to my man in the chat room. He's doing the research. My man's doing the research. Hollywood, yeah. They just did an article about that in June of this year. But nobody knows where to find the documentary. You dig? Now, somebody in the chat room is also saying the woman who interviewed the R. Kelly is not racist. Well, the thing is, show me an interview where she's grilling a white pedophile or a white suspected pedophile. All right, all y'all people caping. I want you to show a link where she's grilling somebody white. Led Snyder in the chat room. The lady who interviewed R. Kelly, show me a link where she's doing that same grilling and that rude shit she was doing to somebody white who's accused of pedophilia or any kind of sexual deviancy. Find that and then get back to me. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get one call here before I get into some more ism. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Jimmy J. Smooth out of Houston, Texas.
Jimmy J. Smooth, how you doing, fam?
Man, I'm doing good. And I just want to piggyback on that thing. Nobody, I want all those butter biscuit eating ass motherfuckers from Madame Nemours. Tell me an interview where John Wayne Gacy get disrespected.
Yeah.
I want them to show me an interview where Ted Bundy get disrespected. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in total agreement with you, man. If you're gonna call one by somebody out, call them all out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. But thank you for the call, fam. That's my whole argument. If you want to grill him, fine. Fine. If you want to grill R. Kelly and throw darts at him, fine. But how come you're not doing that to all of them? If you're going to throw darts at R. Kelly, do it to everybody. Then don't co-op your little Negroes to bark for you. I'm not going to bark for you because you snap your finger. Because they didn't even grill Jared like that. Nobody was even grilling Jared, the little Subway rapist, the Subway sandwich pedo. Dig into Ted Nugent, all those people that they love giving props to. Look into Ted Nugent's background. Man, some of these people got pedophile cases that they don't never talk about. And they get them on TV and they're smiling and grinning with them, and there's all types of shit in the past y'all don't even know about. Grill all of them. Fuck out of my face if you think I'm gonna be your damn pet nigga. And your coons, well, man, R. Kelly did do this. What, nigga? You deal with that with other black folks. You think you're gonna get some kind of brownie or some kind of cookie? You getting brownie points with the white supremacists by barking at R. Kelly for them, bringing up a 10-year-old case? Now you all up in arms because white mommy told you to be? You fucking coon. But I digress. Black folks got to wake up. Being the watchdogs for white supremacy, that don't work, family. Black folks make too many excuses for white supremacy. You have no code. The white supremacists, they have a code. They're never going to sit around you and shit on their own people. They don't give a damn what they've done. Just like that Daniel Holtzclaw dude. None of these so-called white feminists, and I've said this over and over again, they were no fucking where to be found when Daniel Holtzclaw was on court in trial. They didn't say nothing, and they still ain't saying nothing about half the women, their cases getting thrown out. These white feminist groups didn't say shit. Now you want me to bark like a dog because you got R. Kelly on your show? I'm a Jew just like you did. I ain't gonna say shit either. I'm just doing the same shit they're doing. I ain't saying shit either. I let the law handle it. I need more evidence. But the thing is, we don't understand how white supremacy works, and we keep doing these things where we give white supremacy a pass, and you can't do that. That brings me to my brother Steve Harvey. Now, I love Steve Harvey. Y'all know that. A lot of people criticize me for liking Steve Harvey. I actually like Steve Harvey a lot. Steve Harvey is a good guy. He really is. He's a good-hearted dude. Steve has done, when he did his radio show starting out here in Los Angeles, he did a lot of good stuff for brothers and sisters in the neighborhood. So I can't shit on Steve. Steve has done a lot of good work. Now, I had him on the coon train before, but those are just jokes. But I have a lot of respect for Steve Harvey. I'm not on the Steve Harvey bash bandwagon. I like Steve Harvey. He's an honorable dude. He's a funny dude, too. I like his comedy. I've been to the Hoodie Awards. I enjoy Steve's stuff. I enjoy Steve. He's a hardworking brother. Now, I don't agree with everything people do. One thing that I disagreed with Steve about was him having Paula Deen on his show. And I told y'all that was one thing that I majorly disagreed with. And now we see why. See, the thing is, we got to stop giving white supremacy a pass and offering lifelines for white supremacy. We got to stop this thing where we offer lifelines for white supremacy. You let the shit crash and burn, man. You're going to have to let white supremacy crash and burn. Every time we try to get rid of the system of white supremacy, which is a system of injustice, and try to replace that with a system of justice, you fucking niggas out here want to give this shit a lifeline. You're right there being the watchdog or the lifeguard for white supremacy. You gotta cut that shit out. Because there's a couple of things Steve did. On his show, number one, he had Paula Deen on there, which he should not have had her on the show. You let her crash and burn because you bring on your show, you legitimize her, and then you let the white supremacists feel like, okay, cool, I can practice white supremacy and just get a black person to redeem me the next time I get caught. Let that shit crash and burn. Also, Steve was on his show one time saying, well, I don't care nothing about slavery. I don't give a damn about slavery. Don't do that either, brother. Don't do that either, brother, because they gave our brother Steve his wake-up call. Because Steve was hosting the Miss World competition? What was it? The Miss World or the Miss Universe? Which competition was it? It was one of those beauty pageants. It was a beauty pageant Steve was hosting. He was the host of this beauty pageant. And there was a mistake on the cue. Well, not a mistake, but he misread the cue card. The cue card said that Miss Columbia was the runner-up, was the first runner-up, but he thought that she was the winner. But on the bottom of the cue card, and he showed the card, the bottom in small print, the winner was the Miss Philippines. So the card does look kind of confusing. You know, so it's, you know, I think they should have rehearsed or whatever. I don't know. But the card does look kind of confusing, but that's something that you got to go over beforehand. They should have really went over it thorough beforehand. I don't know what happened, but my man misread the card. They crowned Miss Columbia. Then Steve had to come out and say, hey, look, I made a mistake. She's not the winner. It's really Miss Philippines. So the white supremacist Colombians, and this shows that black Latino coalition that we keep hearing about, our Hispanic brethren down in Colombia, They took to Twitter and Steve Harvey was all types of dumb nigga mayates, nigga coon monkey, dumb nigga coon. For about 3 days, Steve Harvey was every type of dumb nigga coon monkey mayate. The Colombian racists were going in. And a lot of, I was retweeting like crazy. And a lot of black people were like, well, Tariq, why are you retweeting that? And I'm like, yes, I love it. I love when these people stop playing games with y'all niggas and start telling you how they really feel. I love it because I know that's how they feel. I love it when they start going in and telling you what the real deal is so y'all can stop with that black Latino coalition. Ain't no black Latino coalition. There is no black Hispanic coalition because there's different types of Hispanics. There's white Hispanics and there's black Hispanics. And the black Hispanics have to deal with the white supremacy from the white Hispanics. So the problem is not a black Latino coalition. We got to get off that shit. It ain't the same. You got racist, white supremacist Hispanics. We got to get off that black and Hispanic shit. And I'm saying there's a lot of cool Hispanics out there, but you got some white supremacist Hispanics. So I'm not going to judge and give props to a whole group, and I'm not going to shit on a whole group based on their ethnicity, which is language-based. You dig? We got to understand this, family. Let's look at history. The first slavers here in the Western Hemisphere were the Spanish. I don't know where y'all keep thinking that there's some type of coalition. The first enslavers were Spanish. The Spanish were enslaving people over here before the British and the English and all those people. The British and the English got the game from them. Ain't no black Hispanic coalition. And when some of the Hispanics were the slave owners. They're white Latinos. That's a language-based ethnicity. It's not a race. Latino is not a race. Hispanic is not a race. Y'all got to stop being confused by that. And the white supremacists, they deliberately make that shit confusing. And black folks eat it up every time. You better understand the game. Ain't no coalition, bitch. You all you got. There's only a melanoid coalition. That's why I use the term melanoid. The term melanoid, I use it a lot, and you see why I use it, because that's going to alleviate a lot of confusion. A melanoid person is a person of identifiable African descent who has been victimized by systematic white supremacy. Let me say that again. A melanoid person is a person of immediate and identifiable African descent who has been negatively affected by systematic white supremacy. That's what a melanoid person is. Now, if you, there's some black Hispanics who are melanoid. There's some black Hispanic people who are melanoid. That's why I qualify it. Have you been disenfranchised or mistreated by systematic white supremacy? Because all Hispanics have not been disenfranchised by white supremacy because they themselves are white. So it's melanoid to me. We're going to keep it melanoid. It's a melanoid nation. It's a melanoid nation, family. But again, the so-called Latino brethren that y'all caping for all the time, they let you know what the deal was. They sound like every other white supremacist here. And I talked about this on Twitter. I was going in. I was like, look, these same Hispanic Colombians out here talking about nigga monkey, nigga monkey, nigga monkey, nigga monkey. The minute they come up here and those immigration laws start hitting their ass, then they're going to throw on a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and start quoting Dr. Martin Luther King. You notice that? They know how to ally with y'all asses. They know how to get us around. And then when they're trying to get some immigration passed, all of a sudden it's kumbaya. ¿Qué pasa, amigo? Then it's ¿Qué pasa, amigo, my brother? You dig? Then it's ¿Qué pasa, amigo? But when you get your shit and you get your shit on, you get your foot in the door, then it's back to niggas again. You dig? But it's very interesting that a lot of the Colombians, and some of the Colombians I saw on Twitter, some of them had the little kink in the hair. Some of them, if they came over here, they would be considered niggas too. So they're confused. So some of these people are still confused. And if you're confused, you don't have the melanoid mindset. Crash and burn. You can crash and burn too. We don't need no confused melanoids on the melanoid train, on the melanoid coalition. If you want to be a wannabe white supremacist, you perm your hair and you do what you do. But all that dumb nigga shit they were talking, dumb nigga this, nigga dumb, nigga dumb. And I'm like looking at him like, motherfucker, don't you know your country's major export is cocaine? So you talking all that dumb nigga, dumb nigga, dumb nigga shit. I mean, goddamn. You got a lot of nerve. But I digress, family. So anyway, we're going to talk about the new Star Wars movie. Let me get a phone call before I go into that. Let me see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, yo, Flex. It's Big Jazz calling from that NY, man. What's going on, man?
I'm good. How you doing, Big Jazz?
Chilling. I just got to salute you, Flex. This is why I always say why I fuck with you and I love you. I got much respect for you because the minute that R. Kelly shit came out, it's funny because it's like it happened around when the Soul Train Awards came on when he performed.
Yes.
Clutch Magazine and all these magazines, the Blackface magazine, start talking this shit about R. Kelly. But you even had some black intellectuals going on this bullshit trying to punish R. Kelly and all that. But I'm like, so wait a minute. You want to punish R. Kelly, but you're forgetting about this guy that raped the 13 woman, and the thing is, the Huffington Post lady and Huffington Post itself always talk shit to black celebrities, but when these white celebrities do the same shit, like you said, come on, they never do it. So I just, in my mind, I've seen plenty of black intellectuals even going at R. Kelly, but I said, you know what? I know Tariq is going to have a different view, and I just saw you on Instagram, and I put this show on, and I got to salute you, my brother, you always get the game. You're the king of this shit, man. I got love for you. Much respect, my nigga.
Thank you, fam. Real talk, man. Real talk with that stuff. And their thing is, they'll try to shame you into going along with it. That's the key, though. If you don't go along with these niggas acting like fucking pit bulls for white supremacy, the white supremacists will orchestrate their little shaming committee and have them try to shame you. This is why they write negative articles about me, like clockwork. The minute I say, hey, wait a minute, we need to question some of these suspected white supremacists on how come they're not calling out pedophiles too in their community, then they start getting their Negroes to write these negative articles about you, like that garbage rag Madame Noir. And the article that the chick wrote about me, it's filled with lies. You know, this woman even said that in the article, yeah, Tariq don't even date black women. Like, do y'all know, everybody who know, y'all know my wife is black. This just shows how ridiculous these people are and how easy it's for them to lie. This is Madame Noir. Madame Noir, they come out with articles talking about 8 different ways to get you a white man. I mean, that's some real classy shit. But I digress. But yeah, that's part of the code. One thing, and I learned that from Richard Pryor as a kid. I'd never forget it. I learned this from Richard Pryor. I remember watching his comedy special. And it was some shit. Because Richard dropped a lot of game. If some of y'all are young, I want y'all to go back. Some of us older players, we grew up on Richard Pryor. A lot of y'all don't know Richard Pryor. Go back and listen to old Richard Pryor records from the 70s, comedian. Richard would drop some hot game. Because understand, Richard also had brother Paul Mooney writing for him. And Paul Mooney is deep. So Paul Mooney was his wingman. Richard was already a deep dude. But Richard, outside of being a funny dude, the dude was just a deep thinker. He dropped some heavy game. And I never forget, Richard was talking about Leon Spinks. It was a boxer in the 70s called Leon Spinks. Now, Leon Spinks was a mess. In the Leon Spinks, he couldn't hardly talk. You know, the nigga didn't have no teeth. And Richard was like, you know, a lot of white folks come up to me like, hey, man, don't you think Leon Spinks is dumb? And Richard was like, well, look, he's a boxer, motherfucker. He ain't supposed to be a rocket scientist. He's a boxer. Shit, he does what he has to do. And I ain't gonna sit up here and agree with you. What you gonna think about me if I agree with you? I never forgot that. Richard said, I am not gonna sit up with you and shit on another black man, because what are you gonna think about me if I agree with you? That shit resonated with me as a kid. And at that point, I never sided with a white supremacist against a black person. I don't give a fuck what they do, because they never side with black folks against whites. If you notice that, they don't do it. They will never side with you against another white person. They don't give a shit about what you do. They don't do that. But I digress. Now let's get into some game. Let me get into some game. I'm going to talk, I've been getting into game on the whole show, but let me get deeper as my brother Zoe Williams from the 5150 show. Shout out to those brothers from the 5150 show. Zoe Williams, brother Bobby, Corey Holcomb, all those good brothers. Shout out to them. When I'm not doing my show, y'all need to check their show out. But we're going to talk about the Star Wars movie a little deeper. And today's topic, I'm calling it 12 Years a Space Slave. Today's show is called 12 Years a Space Slave, and if you're looking live on my Ustream right now, we're broadcasting live on Ustream, you see a poster of the Star Wars movie. Entertainment Weekly, they did a collector's edition book with a poster of the new Star Wars, and it said The Ultimate Guide to Star Wars, and they have all the past heroes from Star Wars and the current ones. And if you look at the poster, and it's going to be on my Tariq Radio website later on when I post this show up. But on the website, it has Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, some of these other characters I don't know because I'm not really a Star Wars buff. But it has all the white characters, the white males, holding guns. They even got Darth Vader on there. They're holding lightsabers. All of them are holding weapons. And they're looking heroic, stoic. They got the mean mug on their faces. They got the courageous look on their faces. And the black character in the new Star Wars, his name is Finn. That's his character. They have this nigga sitting up there with a scared slave look on his face with no weapon. The nigga is on the poster. You can see it. He's the only one on there. He's next to the woman. The woman is just looking feminine. And they got this nigga looking like 12 years a space slave. He's up there with a Sambo look on his face, looking scared, sweating, with no weapon. That picture is so symbolic. He has no weapon because the weapons, all of the white characters, I really want y'all to look at this poster. The picture is real. Somebody asked me in the chat room, is the picture real? Yes, it is. That's not Photoshop. This picture is from Entertainment Weekly. You can even Google it. All the white characters, they're holding lightsabers, which are phallic symbols. All of the white men have these big lightsabers, which are phallic symbols. The only man on here who don't have a weapon is the black man, who's symbolically castrated. He's symbolically castrated. And I did a review of the movie on my last Ustream. I went real deep in it. And there were a lot of black people who were upset about it. Not too many, but there were some black people who were kind of upset with my review. They were upset with my review. Because there are a lot of nigger nerds out here. Let me just keep it 100. We got a lot of nigger nerds out here who are into Star Wars, and they're into the whole science fiction thing. And, you know, these niggas like dressing up as wizards and warlocks and going to these conventions. You know, that's their thing. And I'm not knocking you. That's your thing. That's your thing. I'm not knocking you for being a nigger nerd. I'm not knocking you for that. But the nigger nerds, they've been dying for some character that they can latch on to so they can go to the Star Wars conventions and the whole shebang. They've been dying to have a character where they can do that. And the actor, I always forget the guy's name. I always forget this guy's name. I can't think of the... Somebody in the chat room, tell me the guy's name again. The guy who's playing the character Finn. the guy, he's a Nigerian. His parents are Nigerian, but he's from the UK. And he's playing a character named Finn in Star Wars. And you got a lot of black people out here whose self-esteem is so low. They're just happy to see a black person on the screen. They don't give a shit how bad he's dumped on. They don't care that the guy is on screen getting shitted on. John Boyega. That's his name. John Boyega. That's the actor's name. And the brother is a great actor, by the way. He's a great actor. And I'm not shitting on him. He's a great actor. The brother is a very good actor. And I'm going to see this guy in a role that has more dignity for him. But black people, let me say this. We got to get off this thing where just because we're in the door, we're in there with the white supremacists, that's not an accomplishment, because once you get in there, oftentimes they find ways to subtly or overtly mistreat you. And being mistreated is not a compliment, see, or not an accomplishment. We think just showing up is the accomplishment. Yeah, the role, he's getting shitted on, but at least he black and he there and it's a major movie. No, black people. No. That's not how it works. Just showing up somewhere, getting your ass whooped and getting mistreated and thinking, okay, well, I got my foot in the door. I'm around all these white folks. No, nigga. Being the isolated person, getting smacked around, getting tokenized, getting shitted on, is not a come up. It's not progress. We've been waiting on this progress forever. And like I said on my Sunday show, the guy in the movie, they didn't give this man no dignity as the character. I'm talking the character, because the character is all about the white supremacists who wrote this shit and directed it. They wrote this dude to be an inferior character. And understand this. See, the white supremacists, they said, look, there's nigga nerd money out here that we need to get. There's a lot of black people going to Comic-Con. So we got to tap into some of that black money. And also, we got to start looking like we're more inclusive. Because the Star Wars franchise, it's been sold to Disney from what I understand. So the white supremacists, look, they know how to get stuff and market it. The white supremacists, they're very good at thinking. They're very good thinkers. Just like Neely Fuller said, they're some of the smartest people on the planet. White supremacists are very smart. They know how to put stuff together and market it in a way that will get maximum results. And the thing is, they sat around and they said, okay, look, how can we give the illusion that we are all equal? And with all this stuff that's happening to black folks around the world, around the country right now, and Star Wars is such a major franchise, how can we make black people more inclusive without messing with our white supremacist fan base? Because remember, those science fiction nerds are some of the biggest white supremacists out there. Because I said this on Sunday, when they found out that there was going to be a black lead character in the movie, they flipped their wig. They start talking about white genocide. They were panicking. Because black folks got this thing, well, it's only a movie. It's not only a movie. Movies, and especially of this magnitude, this shit is propaganda. People live this shit, especially Star Wars. There's a reason why people be showing up in the movie theater dressed up as Darth Vader and Stormtroopers and shit. It goes way beyond a movie. This is a huge franchise. So a lot of black folks don't understand propaganda. The white supremacists, they fully understand propaganda. The minute they heard a black person was going to be in there, they were like, oh, the Jews at it again. They started, they go into alert. They go right into alert, as they should. And they were pissed because they didn't want a black hero in this movie. Now, when the movie came out, all those white supremacists got real quiet. When the movie came out, they shut up. They stopped all that racist talk, because at first there was all types of nigga monkey. They were doing all that nigga monkey stuff. But when the movie came out, the white supremacists were perfectly fine. Why? Because they saw the movie and they saw that the man was not a threat to white supremacy whatsoever. they saw that black man was a zero threat to white supremacy in that movie. So the white supremacists said, look, we're going to give a, we'll make a Negro the star of a billion-dollar franchise, but we're going to do him like Obama. Like, we, if we can make Obama the president and pull the Jedi mind trick on niggas to make them think that there was progress and actually we've retrogressed back into the first form of Jim Crow, where we done killed more black people in the last 8 years than we did in the last 50 years. And we pulled the Jedi mind trick on their ass. We can do it with a movie. We can Obama-fy this nigga in the movie, meaning we'll put a black man in a movie and make this nigga powerless, impotent, and worthiness of nothing. Or worthy of nothing. They just put this nigga in the movie and he was powerless, incompetent, isolated, and he didn't accomplish anything. They put the dude in the movie and they castrated him. He was socially castrated like a eunuch. Just like eunuchs back in the day. A eunuch is a castrated person. It was a male that was castrated. And what they would do, they, the white supremacists, they have a trade-off. The white supremacists would do the eunuchs the same way. They would say, okay, eunuch, or hey boy, I'm going to make you in charge of my harem. I got a whole bunch of women over here. I'm going to have you in charge of them to make sure nobody comes in here and messes with my harem of women. But before I do that, I'm going to have to cut your dick off. So you get to be around all these women, but you ain't going to have no dick. And they castrated the character in the Star Wars movie. And like I said on Sunday, the character, his name was Finn. He was named by a white character named Poe. The white character named this guy like a slave. So the black man, Finn, he was in the movie running around, mugging, sweating, chasing a white woman. The white woman literally in the movie said, stop trying to hold my hand, because he was trying to hold her hand. He was getting curved by the white woman. She kept putting him in the friend zone. I mean, it was embarrassing to watch. This dude didn't get any intimacy with the woman. This dude did not do anything heroic in the movie. The dude didn't know how to do anything. He was a janitor stormtrooper. The dude was scared running. Everything he accomplished, he failed at. If he did accomplish halfway something, it was by accident. Well, he ran into this woman by accident. Everything he did, if he did get a temporary win, it was by accident. It was like Scooby-Doo. Y'all remember the Scooby-Doo cartoon back in the day? Where Scooby-Doo and Shaggy were two bumbling idiots. Scooby-Doo and Shaggy was stupid as hell in Scooby-Doo. Zoink, Scoob! Raggy! Roll! They start running. Then they'll trip over shit. Then they'll knock over something, and then they'll solve a crime by accident. And that's how this character was. He was bumbling, fumbling. He didn't know how to fly a flying saucer. He didn't know how to fix nothing. He didn't know how to fight. He didn't know nothing. This nigga didn't know one thing. He didn't know nothing. All he did was assist white people in their heroism. And they pulled a Jedi mind trick with this movie. They gave the impression that this brother, the star of the movie, he's going to be the hero. He's going to be the next Star Wars hero. And when you saw the movie, all the heroes were the other characters. The white woman was the hero. It's basically, imagine them promoting the Lethal Weapon movie and saying that Danny Glover is the star and the hero. They're promoting Lethal Weapon as a Danny Glover film where he's the hero. He's the star, but when you watch it, you see Mel Gibson doing everything, and Danny Glover is just the old nigga limping around. That's the same thing that happened with this Star Wars movie. They maintain white supremacy in this Star Wars movie. They hype this movie up as this brother, as he was going to be the hero. He's going to be the next Jedi dude. They even, some of the pictures, they had him with the lightsaber posing, some of the promo pictures. Now, when you look at the movie, this nigga had a lightsaber for about 2 minutes in the movie. Literally, this nigga had a lightsaber for about 2 minutes in the movie, then he got his ass whooped. That nigga got his ass whooped. Not just whooped, this nigga got his ass whooped into a coma. So a lot of black people, especially the nigger nerds, they want to hang their hat on this movie like it's some type of accomplishment just because the black man was there. I don't want to see 12 years of Space Slave. I'm good on that. They already have us as slaves in movies now. 12 Years a Slave, The Butler, The Help. We always got to be slaves. Now we're slaves and out of space. And also, they were telling me Lupita was in the film. And Lupita, I'm like, where in the fuck was Lupita? And from what I understand, Lupita, they had her as this little old ugly ass character who was a bar owner. So basically, they used her voice. So that was pointless. Again, they're maintaining white supremacy. When you think of Lupita, Lupita is known for how fine and chocolate she is. That's what Lupita is known for, being a fine chocolate ass sister. That's what she's known for. So they're promoting Lupita like she's about to whoop ass in this movie, the way they were talking about Lupita. And I'm like, where the fuck was Lupita? And somebody was like, she's that little old creature, the little bug-eyed creature. So it was white supremacy all the way through. They weren't about to let a fine sister share the screen with a white woman. That's one thing they don't do too. Y'all got to look at that game too. They don't have equally fine women on set or on screen with equally fine white women, because black women will always, the attention goes to them if they're equally fine. The attention will go to them. That's why you don't see Sanaa Lathan with white counterpart females. You rarely see that. Or even Gabrielle Union. You don't see them with white counterpart females. You don't put them, what they do, they'll get a Gabby Sidibe and put her next to some white women. Or they get the fat mammy type of woman and put her next to white women. It's that Gone with the Wind thing. Look at Gone with the Wind. They got the attractive white women with Hattie McDaniel and all that old shit. They make sure that the black woman is overweight or something else is wrong with her physically when they try to compare her to the white female. They weren't about to put Lupita's fine chocolate ass up there on that screen next to some white woman and take the shine off that white woman. See, I don't overlook stuff like that. It's not just a movie. You better look at the propaganda. It is not just a movie. So what Lupita is known for is her looks, and they took that away from her and made her some little fucked up creature. Like, we're going to know who Lupita's voice is. Nobody knows Lupita's voice. So it was too much fuckery going on with me. See, I like my white supremacy straight with no chaser. Just because they added a little Coke and Pepsi with the white supremacy, I still taste the white supremacy. But the thing is, the movie Star Wars 7, it feeds into every negative stereotype about black people. The guy, the character, Finn, he was cowardly as hell. He was lusting after the white woman. He was inept. He couldn't do shit. He was a liar. He kept lying through the whole movie about he was being with the resistance. He lied. He was just trying to get somebody to help him run from the stormtroopers. Only good for custodial work. He was bumbling, had the coon face throughout the movie, the Sambo slave face throughout the movie, trembling and sweating. That's why the white supremacists, they have no problem with that movie. It took care of every negative stereotype of black people. You can't do shit. You can't accomplish nothing. And now there's even a hashtag called POEFINN. POEFINN. The white supremacists, you know what they're doing now? Because I said on Sunday, basically the Finn character, they made him not only a eunuch, he could have been a female. A female could have played that role, word for word, line for line. They would not have had to change anything in the script. Now, there's a hashtag called POEFINN where they're trying to say, the white supremacists are trying to say, there was a romantic link between the Finn character and the male character Poe. They're saying that they had more chemistry. Because in the movie, the Finn character was wearing this white man's jacket. They crashed and he put on the jacket of this white man. So they're trying to say that there's potential gay chemistry between these dudes. I'm telling you, the fuckery is about to be on a grand scale. And like I said, in the fight scene, there was a final fight scene, because in this movie, the character had no purpose. The character had, in any movie, the hero, the star of the movie, is supposed to have a purpose. Even if he's a coward, even if he's getting beaten up, at the end of the movie, he's going to have to redeem himself somehow. In every single action movie, they have that. The lead character redeems himself somehow, finds his purpose, and the viewer gets to see that, along with the protagonist to the movie. They get to see what the purpose was of the actor, of the character. The Poe character, he was inept, incompetent, bumbling, couldn't fight, couldn't do shit. And at the end of the movie, he has a lightsaber. He's about to do this big finale fight scene. He has the lightsaber, gets his ass beat. The lightsaber gets taken from him. Then the white woman comes in and saves him, and she beats the bad guy. The nigga gets beaten to a coma. He's literally in a coma to the end of the movie. The nigga, he never wakes up. This nigga got in a coma. And I'm like, okay, what was his purpose? What was that character's purpose? The character didn't have no purpose whatsoever. And I've never seen that with a white character in an action movie, where the character literally had no damn purpose other than to help the white supremacists be heroic. All the other white characters, his purpose was to make them look more heroic. That nigga had no purpose whatsoever. Like a slave. Slaves have no purpose other than doing the bidding and helping the masters. That's the purpose of a slave. It's to help make the lives of other white people better. Don't let these nigger nerds tell you anything different, because they've been trying to say shit to me. Well, Tariq, you kind of reaching. I challenge you to tell me where I'm lying. I'll challenge you to tell me where the purpose of this character was. This character was the most useless character in modern cinema. I've never seen a white character as useless as this one. I challenge you listeners out there, and if anybody, because there's a lot of niggas who like to debate for attention, just ask them one question. Show me a movie, an action movie, where a white character had zero purpose throughout the whole movie. He ended the movie with no purpose. He ended the movie without redeeming himself. He got his ass whooped, didn't win anything, didn't get the girl, nothing. Show a movie with a white hero, and that happened to him in an action movie. Any movie. Just show me any movie where that has happened with a white character. See, that's where the racism comes in. See, when it's a black person, we see all types of fuckery. But you don't see that with the white character. That's where the institutional racism comes in. And some people, they'll try to lower the bar now, because some people will try to say, well, man, well, he did hit the guy one time, because that the guy he was fighting, the villain, nobody's ever hit him before. Nigga, if y'all don't get the fuck out my face with that little jive ass, he got one hit. The nigga basically hit the dude by accident. He hit this motherfucker by accident, then got his ass knocked into a coma. So hitting somebody, then you getting into a coma, is not a win. That's nigga nerd logic. See, nigga nerds, they think just going to the fight, even if you got your ass whooped, well, I'm still a winner. I got my ass whooped. But at least I tried. It's that special education shit. I'm getting an A for effort. No, you don't. You don't get an A for effort, nigga. That's that nigga nerd shit. Where you want to lower the bar real low and just showing up, you thinking that you're going to get some kind of props. And then some people, they want to try to change shit up. Well, he wasn't really the star. I heard some people say that. Well, he wasn't really the star. The star was the white woman. No, nigga. They promoted that nigga as the star. As a matter of fact, he had more screen time than everybody in the movie. He was the star of the movie. Y'all stop making excuses for white supremacy. I'm sorry, nigga nerds. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but your fantasy of being up under the white supremacists at Comic-Con as the pet Negro, because now y'all niggas are ironing your little outfits so y'all can go to Comic-Con and the Star Wars convention with your white friends and be the little token nigga. You've been waiting on this because y'all niggas are going to be going trick-or-treating as Finn. Y'all going to be running around with your little space trooper suit on. Ray! Ray! You're going to be doing all the coon shit. I hate to break it to you, but you look like a fucking clown, just like that character looked like a clown. He was the star. Don't try to downplay the shit now. That dude had more screen time than anybody in the movie. He was the star, and white supremacists, they never done another white star the way they did that dude, and you know it. And then some more lit nigga logic, some more nigga nerd logic, and this is my favorite one. A lot of them been talking about, well, man... Well, in this one, they did him like that, but he needs time to develop. See, the next one, he's going to be better. It's going to be a trilogy. Oh, niggas, that's that slave, church, slave, gospel shit. You ain't getting out of that one, nigga. That's that church, slave, gospel shit. Wait till we gets to heaven. Oh, Lord, it's going to be a brighter day in heaven. Oh, that's that, don't worry, tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. That's slave talk. When you gotta sit up and basically fantasize about how the next movie might be, that's slave nigga talk. When you gotta sit up talking about, well, he needs time to develop, you got to remember, it's a trilogy, right? The white woman, she developed in one movie. Come on, they got time to develop. The white people in the movie were kicking ass. They seem to develop very fast while the Negroes get their asses kicked. You dig? They develop very, very fast. None of that old, we gotta wait. See, that's that slave gospel shit. This that shit right here, y'all singing gospel shit. Oh, Lord. It's gonna be all right, Lord.
Ain't no need to worry what tomorrow's gonna bring.
Oh, Lord,
it'll be all over in the morning.
It's gonna be better in the morning, Lord.
Ain't no need to worry what tomorrow's gonna bring.
It's gonna be better, Lord.
It'll be all over in the morning.
You're gonna have hard times right now, Lord. It's gonna be better in the morning. Hallelujah. You got a blessing with your name on it around the corner. Hallelujah. All the blessing is in God's reach. You just need Jesus as a step ladder. Hallelujah. It's gonna be better in the morning, Lord. That's what y'all niggas sound like. You're singing gospel now when you start talking that it's gonna get better tomorrow shit. Y'all cut that slave talk out, trying to make excuses for white supremacy. It's gonna get better tomorrow, Lord. It'll be all over in the morning. Waving your hands, sit the fuck down, nigga. It's white supremacy. Stop making excuses for white supremacy. Stop creating lifelines for white supremacy. That movie was the embodiment of white supremacy. Don't sit up here and watch a black dude get his ass totally mistreated and disrespected and mind fuck yourself and create the Jedi mind trick on yourself, because the Jedi mind trick really work on you nigga nerds into thinking that that's some kind of a win just because he's black and on the screen. And he's getting his ass whooped for 2 fucking hours and 30 minutes. And you done Jedi mind trick yourself into thinking that's a win. It'll be all over in the morning. No, nigga, it ain't gonna be all over in the morning. It's gonna be more ass whoopings in the morning, nigga. More fuckery in the morning. More cooning in the morning, nigga. Stop making excuses for white supremacy. Anyway, y'all better come join me in the Bay. I'm coming to the Bay January 30th. Get your tickets at TariqLive.com. I'm coming to Cincinnati February 6th. Get your tickets at TariqLive.com. Y'all need to be... Yo, my Facebook page, I can't post on my Facebook page. Speaking of white supremacists, the white supremacists reported a meme that I put on there that had the word nigger in it because I was really pointing out racism. And the white supremacists, they've reported one of my memes, so I can't post on my Facebook page for 4 more days. They shut my page down where I can't post. Y'all can post up on my page. So y'all post my show up when I put it up. I can't even post on my own page. They shut my Facebook page down, so I'll be back posting on there in about 4 days. The white supremacists are very slick. And Facebook is slick too. That's why, again, I'm working with a team to put together a new social networking app so we ain't got to deal with the white supremacists over there at Facebook, because they let them white radicals say all types of shit about black folks. And if I talk about them talking about black folks, they'll shut my fucking page down where I can't post. So anyway, I got to get out of here, family. TariqElite.com, get that. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad and Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, family. And I'm going to holler at you Sunday on Ustream. Y'all have a good one, fam. And I'm going to holler.